Come on, people. Where's my food? I'm starving over here.
Coming, master, said a soft, lonely voice. Then finally his slave came into the room with a big plate of food.
Ah, said Marshmallow, just what I wanted.
He took a big bite of chicken, and when he chewed, he started to get very, very sleepy.
He woke up on a pile of rocks that had been smashed out of the wall. Huh? He gasped. Where's my hot dog off the legend? He shouted. He had to retrieve it. It was the only thing that could make magic in the whole city. The hot dog of the legend was the most powerful thing in the whole world. But now it was stolen. Chapter 2. He knew the monster that took it, and he knew where it was taken. It was taken by the evil Mama Google. He took it to the hot dog temple. It was practically impossible to get to the hot dog temple. A lot of warriors had tried to get there, but they never came back. The time has come, said Marshmallow. He had all the weapons he needed. Sword of ice, the staff of lightning, the chopstick of fire, and the arrow of poison. For Marshmallow, how am I going to get through this? Why did he eat that piece of chicken?
I'm gaming, master, said a happy voice.
What? No, I'm going, not you. But you said that I was going.
No, I said that I was going, not you. Please, no.
God, he was annoying. And so he packed up and set off into the distance. Jeez, it's taking a long, long time to get there. I wonder, trip, poof. He tripped over a solid hot dog. Then he looked up and saw his location, the hot dog temple. At last, he said. He walked along the crooked bridge, and then, snap, a rectangle piece of the bridge snapped off and fell into the ketchup of lava. It burned in specks. He reached it. He was standing right in front of it. He was amazed at the size of it. He opened the door and saw the millions and trillions of stairs in the hot dog. The hot dog was on top floor, guarded by the monstrous beast, the evil Mama Goo-Goo. And so, Marshmallow started to walk up the millions and trillions and stairs. And by the time he got to the top, he was already too exhausted to fight the monster at that time, so he took a 5-minute break. 5 minutes later. Phew, he said, struggling to get up. He saw a small gap in the door and peeped through it. He could see a glimpse of the hot dog. It was beautiful. He could just feel it in his hands. He clutched his sword in his hands. His hands started to get very sweaty. And just a few moments later, he walked open the door. And there, standing right in front of him, was the great evil Mama Goo-Goo. Chapter 5. Uh-oh, Marshmallow whispered to himself. He was now standing right in front of the most powerful monster in the whole world. He raised his sword, and then he struck the monster, but he missed. He struck again, and again, and again, but he never killed it. So he had an idea. He pretended to miss, and then he moved his sword to the right and sliced it in half. It roared. Then fell to the ground. Poof. He struggled to get up, but then he remembered why he came here. He leapt onto the monster and looked around. There, just right there, in a box, was the hot dog of the legend. He ran into the box and grabbed the hot dog. Then he did the most craziest thing ever. He jumped out the window. But he landed on a flat and soft surface, and so he began to take his long journey home. Bye, Orion.